Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so let's talk about a dangerous ingredient in skin cream products. I'm talking specifically about creams now, okay? You know, in order to maintain the integrity of a cream or a lotion, even to increase the shelf life, most of these products contain around 3 to 10% of these compounds called emulsifiers. Emulsifiers is basically what keeps the cream in that creamy form. That's what they do. Without it, the product will break down a lot faster. But there's a problem with emulsifiers. They increase your skin pH. So let's talk about why that is a problem. Why is disrupting your skin pH such a problem? Well, the top part of your skin is called the epidermis, okay? And it's comprised of inactive skin cells that are embedded in what dermatologists call a lipid matrix. And this lipid matrix, along with those skin cells, forms a barrier, a lipid barrier that keeps impurities and other disease-causing agents out, you know, from penetrating the skin. But it also, this layer of fat regulates the hydration and minimizes what is called transepidermal water loss. Okay? I mean, if you think about it, you know, you have a lot of vasculature in your skin that's not that far from the surface, and there's a lot of water in your bloodstream, right? So if you don't have a way of keeping that water down, it can very easily evaporate from your vasculature and in the connective tissue right out into the air, and that's not going to be good. You're going to become like a prune really quick. So we have this lipid matrix that acts as that barrier that keeps that water loss from happening. So you can see that this lipid barrier is very important. This lipid barrier performs best at a lower pH, a pH of about 4.5 to 5.4. That is considered in the weak acidic range. So yeah, your skin is slightly acidic. And that's good because that not only does that keep the integrity of the epidermis in when it's slightly acidic, that acid, that weak acidity, creates a barrier to bacteria, viruses, and other contaminants. Disruption of the pH, meaning getting it too acidic, or in the case of emulsifiers in the creams, making it more basic, meaning pH increases. When you change that pH from that 4.5 to 5.4 range, when you change it, either too acidic or too basic, you're going to disrupt the lipid barrier, and you're going to allow things to get into your skin, and you're going to allow that water to leave. So that's not good. And that's exactly what these emulsifiers do. It turns out the traditional skincare formulas are comprised of about 60 to 70% water and water-soluble ingredients, about 5 to 10% oils, essential oils, what they call soluble oils, and then, as I said, about 3 to 10% the emulsifiers. These are soap-based binding ingredients, is another way of saying it, emulsifiers. And it's important because the water ingredients and the oil ingredients that are important to the product, the active ingredients here, some of them are water-based, some are oil-based. In order for them to coexist in a product, they need these emulsifiers as well. So the emulsifiers are there to keep the cream a cream and also to allow these water-based ingredients and these oil-based ingredients to interact together without breaking down. But the problem, as I said, is these emulsifiers can raise the pH of your skin, making it more basic. That breaks down that healthy lipid bilayer that's going to allow some bacteria and viruses to get in, even toxins to get in, and you're going to lose water. You're going to have that water evaporate from the deeper part of the skin out into the air, and that's not going to be good because you're going to dry up, as I said, like a prune. So we want to try to avoid products that have these emulsifiers in there, and I'm going to give you some suggestions at the end. Now, it doesn't. If you look on the ingredients of a cream-based skin product, it doesn't say emulsifier on it. There might be a couple out there that do, but most of them are going to use words like emulsifying wax, stearate, polysorbate, cetriol, stearate. These are the common words. When you see those should clue you in that there are emulsifiers in that product. They are there to keep the integrity of the product, right? And they're going to increase skin pH, which is going to disrupt that normal barrier. As a matter of fact, studies have shown that these emulsifiers can increase pH as high as 7. So remember that the natural, what some dermatologists call the natural healing zone of skin, especially that top layer of skin called the epidermis, where those inactive skin cells are, that lipid bilayer is, that matrix that we talked about. Most dermatologists will tell you again that natural healing zone is a pH of about 4.5 to 5.4. So as we increase that skin, when we apply these creams on, and they could be a variety of reasons. That might be a moisturizer, might be an antioxidant cream, a vitamin cream, whatever it is. But these emulsifiers increase that layer of skin, that top layer, the epidermis, from that pH of about, say, 5-ish to about 7-ish. That increase in pH is bad. That is going to cause some disruption of the normal barrier, and you're going to allow some bacteria to get in, and you're going to lose some water. And, you know, the thing about these emulsifiers is they stick around, too. They're not easily washed off, and so they can actually stay within the skin, disrupting pH for some time. So we know that these emulsifiers disrupt pH, right? We already said that these soap-type residues maintain an abnormal pH of 6 to 7 until they're washed away, and you might have to wash them a few times. And that's not good because we're going to lose that barrier, we're going to lose water, and we become prone to infections and even toxins getting in. Anytime you raise that pH, you're moving out of that natural healing zone. Some doctors call this interfering skin homeostasis. When the skin is a little more acidic, you have a nice turnover of skin cells, you have a nice turnover of the connective tissue proteins, the skin's just healthier. The skin is able to repair and regenerate better. When you increase that pH with these emulsifiers found in traditional skin cream products, you are disrupting that normal turnover, what they call homeostasis, where dead cells slough off, new cells come up. You disrupt that, and that makes it harder to repair and to regenerate healthy skin as well. Well, now, here's the thing. So I'm going to use a cream. It has some emulsifiers in it. I apply it on. The pH goes up, and I disrupt that normal lipid matrix that we were talking about. That makes me more prone to bacteria, viruses, toxins, but then I'm also going to lose that water. Why is that all important? Well, it accelerates skin aging. See, here's what's so funny about all this. Many of us are doing these creamed-based skin products to look younger, but in the long run could actually accelerate skin aging because it's destroying that lipid matrix, that barrier. And it's kind of weird. It's counterintuitive. I'm putting on this cream to look younger and better. Turns out, because of these emulsifiers, that may not be the case. You're disrupting that barrier. Things can get in that you don't want. And that water, remember that trans-epidermal water loss I was talking about before, where that's what's going to happen with these skincare products that have emulsifiers. And over time, that can lead to accelerated skin aging as it disrupts that normal skin homeostasis. So what are you going to do? Well, you got to find products that don't use emulsifiers. And they're out there. They just don't last as long. They don't have a longer shelf life. You can also look for ones specifically that use ceramides. Those are important skin fats. That will help to reestablish that lipid barrier. So there are options out there that are emulsifier free, and I would look for those. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.